Hello everyone, and welcome back to our anime podcast. Today is going to be a little weird. Now see, this isn't in the time span or days of our usual upload, because I'm going to be doing a bonus series. These episodes might take anywhere from 5 minutes to 30 minutes, depending on how long the topic is and stuff. So, for now, I am going to be going over and just rating and talking about my opinions over anime games. So, this series specifically will take a lot more money, because some of these anime games cost a lot, so it would be really great if you guys donated to us, so we could get extra bonus episodes out. But all that intro stuff's out of the way, don't forget to write a review, and let's get straight into it. So the first anime game that we are going to be writing for today, and we will only be writing one per episode and talking about it, is Ultimate Ninja Storm 3. No, 4, sorry. So my first impressions on this game, when I first bought it, I thought it was going to be a little bit different than it actually was. I thought it was going to be a Mortal Kombat style game where it's sort of 2D, but at the same time 3D. I didn't know that it was going to be fully 3D. You can dash backwards to corners and stuff like that. And it was a lot more interactable than I originally thought it was going to be. Also, the unique addition of items with your D-pad if you're playing on PlayStation was very neat, I think. A nice little touch, just in, you know, defense buff, offense buff, all that stuff. The second good thing I need to say about this game is the moves are very unique and very cool. Me personally, I don't like using the ultimate just because they're a little bit too OP, but I do like them. I really like the look of them. And I also like the moves in general, like Minato's Flying Raijin. Obviously the Rasengan one is cool, and I like how they don't have much of a cooldown, so that makes them cool. Or they don't have a cooldown at all, I think. You guys can decide that for yourself if you play the game, of course. Now, there's one thing that I have a problem with this game. It costs $20, which is a lot, and it's a very risky buy considering there are some animes that excel in all areas, and there are some that completely suck. So it's just very difficult to like spend $20 on something that you don't know if it's good. You need to do some extensive research before you actually make the purchase on these anime games. But not all research is actually accurate, considering the fact that there's a couple One Piece games that are known for being bad, and I watched a couple YouTube videos on them, and I kind of like it. So, you have to watch out for research and just see if you like the game. But if it doesn't cost money, obviously that's great. But this Ultimate Ninja Storm 4 does, so it's not that great. The game is great, but costing $20 is not. Oh, so I forgot to mention, Nicholas will not be doing this series because he doesn't really have money right now. So, he just won't be doing the series with me. I'll be doing this by myself. So, if it's not as good, that's fine, because these episodes won't be as long either. So, that's fine. I just want to put out more podcasts for you guys to listen to and enjoy. So, with that out of the way, I have my ups and downs about this game. I main Shino Aburame. He's a very unique character because he doesn't have the normal moveset that an actual character, that a normal character would. It's quite strange. And the square, which is, he throws bugs. You don't, with Shino, you don't normally actually punch people. You throw your bugs to, you know, get them in a stun lock or something. Or not a stun lock, but it'll, like, stun them for a few seconds, hit them with a combo, air combo even. It's pretty OP character. Another character I like is Naruto. All versions of Naruto are good, except for, obviously, like, Kid Naruto. But, I will also be doing a rating on Ultimate Ninja Storm 4 Connections, I believe it's called. So, get ready for that. But, anyway, I do really like the game, but there's some characters need some balancing bad. Like Shino. Okay. By the way, creators, if you're listening to this, why don't you debuff every single OP character except Shino? Yep, that's a good idea. So I don't have to be weak. But I like all versions of Naruto except Kid Naruto. Sage Mode Naruto's good. KCM Naruto's good. I also like Minato. Minato is very good, too. And his abilities are just really cool, like I mentioned. There's not much bad about this game. The story mode is good, but it's lacking a little bit. It doesn't have much of a story whatsoever, to be completely honest with you. And the unlockable characters that you get from the story mode aren't very many. You get Rinnegan Sasuke. So you get the adult version of Sasuke and Naruto, obviously. Then you get Ten Tails Madara, Ten Tails Obito, and Kaguya. I think that's at least the main lineup. And then you get some Hyuga girl, I don't remember her name, but pretty weak. But, yeah. I like the game. It's nice. It's cool. My rating for it? Because we'll be doing a tier list for each one of these anime games. And it's going to be a full-fledged tier list, because there's probably going to be at least five episodes of this, and I'm gonna make sure to play through every single game. I've already played through Ultimate Ninja Storm 4. I'll play through every single game, and I'll give you guys my opinion. And I'm hoping that this series will be able to help you guys if you just got some money for your birthday or something. Choose an anime game to buy if you want to purchase an anime game. Or if they're free, I don't know. Just waste some storage. Or not waste, but free games, sadly, usually aren't as good as normal games. But if you find a good free game, it's really especially good because you know you didn't have to spend anything for it. So, but I really like Ultimate Ninja Storm 4. However, I wanted more. Really more of a story mode. It really wasn't a story mode whatsoever, which kind of sucked because I loved that game. You also unlock Sage's Six Paths Naruto, not as a kid, and like kid no Sage's Six Paths Naruto as a kid or teenager, I guess, and then Sasuke is teenager with his Rinnegan, but that's pretty much it. So, yeah. I really like this game. Except, you have to get connections that Naruto's Ultimate Ninja Storm 4 to get acquire Baryon mode. Which is kind of sad because I was super excited to see it. But we will be ranking Ultimate Ninja Storm 4 later on. Oh, and I forgot to mention this in the intro. These bonus episodes, they might stay consistent on Mondays, but they're most likely going to be scattered between, like, Mondays, Thursdays, or not Thursdays, because we do our regular episodes. Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, Sundays. But I'm only going to do one or two a week. I haven't decided yet. Because if I do, like, a podcast every day, that's gonna be a lot of stress. And I don't want that stress. But anyway, on to my ranking of this game. Well, easily accessible. It's on most platforms. It does cost money, which bumps it down. The gameplay's very good, and it looks very nice, too. So, I'll go with, like, an A tier. I really like it. So, that should conclude this bonus podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Oh, and I wasn't gonna forget. Have a great morning, afternoon, evening, midnight, morning, and make sure to morning yourself out of this podcast. Once it's finished, of course. Goodbye. I'll see you in the next episode.